Beginne gerade darf mir sagt das beim Zeh darf hey beginne mal beginne das mal beginne sich mal der Mann da mein Heiliger Pater kommt und holt Heiliger Pater kra am Mai jetzt noch wo so eine der Passig to exclude die Halacha of Karka from Shvur but Karka is automatically Heilig and Heilig hat Sabbath Pater so it says the same gam man da am Heilig Chayev wait a minute it's difficult you don't come to one that holds that you are obligated in Shvur by Heilig am Mai jetzt kra why do you need a pasuk to exclude karka? But karka le shayach mishtamet. The whole svar why mechayev is we say that oh, he's really just pushing off, and therefore like we don't say chashman chashashvasa. The karka can't say he's pushing it off because the karka is right over here. And b'chem pirush really come on the chikayev b'miktas karka pater who that when he denies some of the properties exempt, the nemenu the reason why it's believed mitam de inod me is because the person would not have the audacity. Well, meaning, we generally say that we don't believe you that because you could have denied the whole thing because you don't have the Aza. But by Karka, we do believe you. Why? Because you are believed. You could have denied the whole thing because the person would not have the audacity. Because you can't say you're pushing it off. So to go ahead and whatever it is that you're saying, that we do believe you, but one thing we see is that you don't say yishtamet by karka. So if you don't say yishtamet, so then why do you need a pasuk b'mayit? You don't have the whole svara of mishtamush, the whole chiv of the shul might be mixes. So it says b'shem again b'karka shach tzas yishtamet b'tikim yishtamet. No, maybe you could have haza pasuk. How are you pushing it up? It's right there. The property doesn't move. K'shem mishkana, maybe he used it as security to someone else, the sub, and he thinks, meaning I can't get the karka back because he has it as collateral. If I get money and I can pay the guy back, then I can return the land. So therefore, you could say there's an element of mishtamit, and therefore you would be chayev, or mandama helech chayev, you would be chayev. And therefore the question is only mandama helech pater, or why chayev shvu, or why would you need a pasuk to be mayit, if anyways, there's no chayev of shvu when you say helech, which is what karka is. Next test matter begins Gemara. Mayit sof kalam ute. So, like we said, why do you need a pasuk to exclude? So it's this tema. It's a wonder on the Gemara's question. I like a crummy use of the mute karka. Is there no extra pasuk that excludes karka, property, real estate from a shvua? El machlal prat. Machlal matinu is what we excluded, as the Gemara says later in the Davnon Zion. And you do need the klal prat. The mute shtar is like two documents, right? You don't need it to exclude karka, korn, mandama, helichas pata. Shimon says we can say is not the kashale. What the Gemara is asking is amay yitzuch tana. Why did the tana need the mil of karkoiz mechala prad? Why is he learning it from mechala prad? Given the helich potter, since helich is potter, you know it from the halach of helich. Shimon says, what are you going to say? Lema, why didn't you say the yitzuch lemute mishu the eid echad? That you need the pasuk to exclude in the context of when you have eid echad says that that would be mechayv shvua. So here you don't have the element of Halach. So why don't you say that that's when you'd be chayim? So it says maybe yourself. However, what you could say is mishum the masnitin because the Mishnah the Einish Bain al Kakoyis is my b'shvur the ma'ed miktzis where that's the context of the Tana, which that you have Halach. He's admitting to this half, and therefore you really don't have a case of karka that you need a pasuk for because it's always pasuk because of Halach. In the context of my demnictus. Kinnik test matter begins the Gemara, Inami, the Tana Kim, Kakais. What's talking about what he claimed against him, Kalim and Kakais? And that's where you'll have this case of my demnictus. Which Tois says, Mach, Mashma, here it sounds like the Tana Chit Mesairim, which are two different things, like we're talking about Kalim and Karak over here, claimed from him. Wheat and barley, and he only admits to one of them, the chayiv, that you would be chayiv shvum mitzvahs because the dafka came with kakoyz. But that's what's saying that oh, can I karka? One of them is karka. Oh, so then we say that einish boin on the kakoyz is not mitzvah mitzvahs hachid mesayrim. But if it was wheat and barley, chayiv would be chayiv. Mechin tzavi Shmuel Rav Yechanan, and that's how Shmuel Yechanan l'chad lishna, according to one version, picked Shmuel Sabiyan, Shmuel Sabiyan Menalf, where that's a discussion regarding if you have in such a case or not, or do you say that you're potter because you're totally admitting to one of the types and totally denying to the other type. I mean, it sounds like that you'd be chayv. Next, there's math as one big claim. Nasim Tet begins with Gemara Shem Echinam, which goes through the Dal Chaimin that has to be kfir b'miktus v'haydu b'miktus. Which Tzai says that, okay, so Shemachinim is, Tzai explains the order of why the Tana quotes it in this order. So first we're talking about Shemachinim, which is patah mikol, which is exempt from all liability, chutz m'pshik, except for negligence. Then Meshach, then we talk about a borrower who's chayy, but who's liable for everything, chutz m'ezmat v'lach, except if it dies because of the way they're doing. And then we mention Nesi Tzach about Seicher, and then we talk about, even though it's not the order of the way it's written in the Torah, then we talk about the one who's getting paid to watch, or the guy who's renting it, which b'miktus chayy, or b'miktus patah, is that's some in the middle. Some of it's chayiv, and some of it's pater, which is ain't kachton. Because it does it. Therefore, the Tan says in this order. But like Shem can say the kisevasim, it doesn't say the order of how it's written in the Torah, because it wants to tell you this context. And then we're going to say v'amay l'mak shemakam mishnayis. Why are we asking specifically only from this brayso? Why don't we ask from many mishnayis? This guy says it's up until the ledge. He says, no, it was only up until the window. Or you have Vasar Gefam de Shvuas, and that Membez Membez, and Masnin Dashal, later on the Tzadizan Membez. Zem Shul, but Zem Eschucha. This guy says it was lent. This one says it was the rented one. The Mayim Pepekodin, this is talking about Pepekodin, it's deposits. So anytime you're talking about deposits, Hahelechu, it's like you're saying, okay, it's right here. So if that's the case, so you see, already from those Mishnahis, why are you asking from this Halacha specifically of the Dal Chaimer? Because you want to ask from all the four shemets, you're right. From specific ones, from specific shemets, you could have of Pekutinus, you could have asked from other places as that we see, not like Rav Sheshes, regarding the halacha of Helach. Next test matter bring the Gemara of Chiyat Tana who Palak. Chiyat Tana, and he could disagree. Rav Sheshes says Igaris LeElav. The Igaris, the previous end of Gimel and Alvos Amr of Chiyat. So Asher Shapa, it's his own teaching that we're saying he's a Tanakh, could disagree. But Vilag, I guess, and even if the text is Taner B'chia, B'chia Torah Braisa, so what I have to say Taner Palag, he's quoting a Braisa that could disagree with this Braisa. If someone says, no, what the Gemara is saying is that Vilag have a Braisa. Even if it wasn't a Braisa, Taner Palag, he could disagree for sure here where it actually is a Braisa. Next, there's not the beginning of the Gemara, but Hoydi Mesayim. So, if he claimed wheat and he admitted to the Sarim, so Pata is going to be exempt. Which Chase explains, it's Avna Sarim. I mean, since the guy is only claiming Chitin, and he's admitting Sarim, so then he's denying what the guy is claiming, and he's admitting to something else, so he's exempt actually even what he admitted to. The end of which has to Maskalim, but he explains, because that's like as if the claim is saying, no, you don't owe me that, and therefore he's not Chayiv on that. Next says not to begin the Gemara. Master Bezahadi. Every day they used to give it to him with witnesses. But Mayri, it's Toma Darmile that they would tell him. And this is very important. Added Tosis. I'll talk to Eidim that don't give it back only with Eidim. You have to also give it back with witnesses. Because the Emlo Kain, if that wasn't the case, Kamlan the Gemara tells him Ksuvah Dabri Tchazim Enaf. I'm not the Sleber Eidim. Someone lends his friend witness a friend with witnesses in the circle of our Eidim. Does not have to pay back with witnesses. And here the whole Chiddush was saying is that every day he used to give witnesses. Today they didn't, and this is he denied. It sounds like if today would have been witnesses, he could not deny. That's not true. You actually could. You don't have to pay back with witnesses, and he would be believed. It's only that when they tell him additionally that you have to give it back with witnesses, that's what they used to tell him every single day. Next time about the beginning of the Yisrael B'chiyam. Now, if it's true, if you hold that this halacha of Abchim, if the halacha is like him, so which is the Abchim Kamaisa, so then you have the halacha that we're talking about here, which Tosfos said actually near would seem the halacha is like this teaching of Abchim that Yichayev Ashur might mix this when the Edom are Machayev you on half it, because the Leil Mukila Rabban Rim Leil, because previously the Gemara explained that he's like the Rabban Rim Leil, where the halacha Gavasai, the halacha falls like them. The Prophet Shalom Nech, like the Gemara in Bava Kama, they're asked, Makamash Shalom, Tanina, we learned this already, and that's going like the Shitas Reb Chiya. Chim Pekash Shalom, so to later on the Kof Manal of Paruch, the Gemara asks, am I, why, Tanachid Marla Besarin, who is claiming wheat, and admitting to barley. And that's like the Reb Chiya Leil, who is saying who Reb Chiya is like. So we see that that's how we hold. And Machin Sabri Rabbi Shmuel, so Rabbi Shmuel, like this page, Shwar Sadayan, Shwar Sadayan, else. So, it sounds like to that Talacha. That takes a bother with a question, which he's addressing. I've got the Kamahacha, even though the words that come over here is in Isa, like, oh, if it is, like as if we don't really hold like that. We find this in Perek if he just says Alpha P or Perkamad of Ain Nibes or Ktubis Tapnon Tess, the Kamar where the Gemara tells us, if all the Gavuna, the Amad that says, Chili Shutem Labali in the Zen, the woman can say, I don't want to get fed from you and then my earnings don't go to you. And it says, Im Isam, and in fact, Shnei Dayan Gezeres over the end of Kom Zayin Mabe is positive Rav Huna, that we rule like Rav Huna. So we see the fact that it says, Im Isam doesn't mean we don't hold like that. That's the Tesis Tame, it's a wonder. Fully Is Rav Chia, even though like Rav Chia, Loi Mishtabea Hacha, you should not have to swear over here. The Asid Leha, where they testified in him, the Achal Trimenayu, that he ate two of them. Because the Ma'al Atzad HaShavah Shebehen, what's the common denominator that we learn now from, Eid Echad and Piv, Shekin Lahoz HaKafrim, where he's not established to be a liar. Tam Hochel Behiv, the Hochel HaKafrim, where he is established to be a liar, because the Baruch Lelik, they might have asked Naftal Meralf. And Hochel HaShayit Mishtamid, and here you can't say that he's trying to avoid, because it's right over here. Shemeshlamat says, maybe we can say, is Acher Shalomad, after that he learned, Sheshvu Abados Eidim, that there is an oath when the witnesses testify, Bil Milva, by alone, where there is applicable Mishtamid, at this point, onward, we don't differentiate, so although you're right, because it really does not have the svar, but once we say that, Hadas Eidim, by Milva at least, it is applicable Mishtamid, and therefore the halacha might make this would apply, so therefore then we even say it by Pekon too. Next says, Mata begins to make a negative come in. What I said, of course he can't swear because he's a cousin. I meant the guy, his litigant, swears. Then it says, I have to take it like says, he's going to say, wait a second. Maishna, what's the difference? The Bechashud ala Shlua. The halach is, we say, when someone suspects regarding an oath, we say, Shekinag ben Israel ben Eitel, that, okay, the opposite, the litigant, he swears and he collects. Amayla, I mean, why don't we say, Mitechshin yechul shava, because he can't swear, Mishalim, he should just have to pay. And not make the other one swear. Kedama gabi chamshin yidan v'chamshin lo yidan, like the Gemara brings later on, so the chesmer alav, so 50, no, 50, I don't know. Okay, he can't swear because he doesn't know, so he has to pay. So to benascha, the rababo, on the Gemara and Shavuos, daf, lamebez and mebez, that he couldn't swear. He couldn't swear, so he has to pay. So why do we say that the shekeneg de yishbev, just say that the guy has to pay? So if there's somebody who says no. Halach over here, iam rina mishalim, if we would make him pay, so the shavkis lechaye, he wouldn't be able to live, because the cholam yirul deshvo, everyone's gonna like, you know, lend him a few dollars, like to bring him to a situation of oath. People call ashalay and they can take whatever he has, because he's not able to pay, because he can't swear. I mean, he'll have to pay. So no, we make the guy, the other guy now swear. But moreover, the hasam amalei shvo dayraisis lealacha. Over there, it's talking about where he says, I have a biblical oath on you. Eitir shavah, eitir sham, either swear or pay. Allah over here, who berats in Yeshava, he would willingly want to pay, or swear. If we would let him. But we just don't let him because he's chashid. Well, the Kakla Yisham, that we can't just make him pay, and then we make the other one swear. Whereas over there, where it's his own, he can't swear. So, not that we just don't let him, and therefore he has to pay. It's just not that we can say, Mother, in the other part. He has you don't have anything, Ben. I don't owe you anything. He's exempt from Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says, but still we make him take this rabbinic oath as the Shavuos Hasis. Which says, Malcha Mashma, here it sounds like the Allah HaKalish Mekama, the Allah is like the first version, the Perek Shavuos HaDayonin, within that Memal from Ralph, that is the Leboidar de Memaina, because there's two versions of Rav Nachman's teaching, and it sounds like the one that does not require that there should be some type of a suffix here of like a moment. Even if the guy totally denying it, Chai Shavuos says he's liable for a rabbinic oath. What's the proof? From the fact that we don't bring over here Sefer, the end of the teaching, that the other version, the other part of the Mishnah, the Nesatav Lach, that, oh, I gave it to you, then it's Pater, which that's the other teaching of Nachman, that specifically only when Zadar Domain we admitted, and then he said, no, the next day he said, but I gave it to you. No, we don't bring that teaching. Sounds like even when there's no Dor Domaina that Yechavish was Hesses. And Pesh Besharim Dor Avhai, Sotram Avhai, and his Sefer, he explains, and Vitan in Yedea, Bakal, if he says, I don't know, the Yeshavish in Yedea, and when he has to swear that he doesn't know, that would be, that's what his Shuas Hesses would require.